From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting an hours-long standoff between militants and security forces at a Pakistani police academy ended Tuesday after nearly 60 police cadets were killed and dozens more wounded. The gunmen wearing explosive vests attacked the Balochistan facility in southwest Pakistan near Quetta. Gunmen took a number of hostages until security forces ended the attack. They're suspected of belonging to the Al-Qaeda Sunni militant group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, although there's been no claim of responsibility. Pakistani analyst Moeen Cheema of Australian National University said the group has a sectarian agenda.
They have committed atrocities in this part of Pakistan, in the Balochistan province in the past as well, mostly targeting Hazara Shia minority in Balochistan. So it had a very sectarian agenda, and for quite some time the state tolerated it or did not take this kind of sectarian terrorism very seriously because it was very much focused on the Taliban insurgency further north in the northwestern part of the country, especially in the federally administered tribal area.
Pakistan has suffered two other mass attacks this year, more than 70 killed, hundreds wounded. In an Easter Sunday attack in Lahore that targeted Christians, more than 70 died in an attack on a Quetta hospital aimed at lawyers. The International Criminal Court has called on South Africa and Burundi to reconsider plans to withdraw from the Hague-based court. The ICC has come under criticism for prosecuting mostly African nationals. South Africa's main opposition party is mounting a legal challenge to the government's decision to withdraw. The Democratic Alliance hopes the Constitutional Court will intervene. Pretoria announced last year its intention to withdraw after the ICC criticized it for disregarding an order to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, discussed Syria by telephone Monday, both men agreeing that experts will continue searching for ways to resolve the fighting over Aleppo. In the city, government forces reportedly captured the strategic high ground of Bazo on the southern edge of the city. Fighting in the rebel-held sector resumed after a brief humanitarian pause last week. Russia Tuesday said its warplanes haven't attacked Aleppo in a week. Meanwhile, at least 13 people were reportedly killed Monday in a heavy government bombardment of rebel-held Idlib province. Iraqi forces advancing on Mosul reportedly are facing stiff resistance from Islamic State defenders, but Iraqi special forces have reportedly taken two more villages, Tob Zawa to the east of Mosul, another village to the south. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke with his Philippines counterpart Sunday on what U.S. spokesman John Kirby Monday said were bilateral and regional concerns. Kerry emphasized the importance of strong and stable relations. President Rodrigo Duterte's rhetoric suggests a pulling away from Washington and closer ties with Beijing. He's also used incendiary language in response to U.S. criticism of his war on illicit drugs and his remarks in Beijing about separating from the U.S.
The change in tone and rhetoric coming out of the Philippines, not to mention, I mean, the normal everyday challenges that we face in that part of the world and the tensions in particular in the East Asia Pacific region, but I think I was specifically referring to the rhetoric.
U.S. diplomat Daniel Russell was in Manila Monday and said Mr. Duterte's remarks create a real climate of uncertainty. Venezuela's government and opposition have agreed on talks to settle their longstanding political dispute. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro held a private audience with Pope Francis, who urged him to alleviate the people's suffering over food and medical shortages and raging inflation and negotiate the impasse.
Hoy se ha iniciado el diálogo nacional.
Papal envoy Monsignor Paul Chering said a national dialogue will aim to establish conditions for a meeting on Margarita Island Sunday. The opposition, which controls the National Assembly, has tried to organize a recall referendum, but it was blocked by the Electoral Council last week. Hundreds of migrants who had occupied a makeshift refugee camp near the French port city Calais were removed under the watchful eyes of armed police. Dozens of buses transported the migrants Monday to relocations elsewhere in the country. The Professional Baseball Championship Series, World Series, is at stake in the best of seven games, which gets underway Tuesday night in Cleveland. The Indians of the American League will take on the National League champion Chicago Cubs in the 112th World Series. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.